Hi guys, today's video is about the Sigma 50mm f1.4 lens. I already did an unboxing of it. You can see the link in the description down below. As you could also see in this unboxing, included with the lens is the pouch and a lens hood, which is not included if you buy a non-L lens with Canon. So the lens itself has an HSM motor, which means hypersonic motor. It has a minimum focusing distance of 45cm. And on a full frame, it's good for portraiture and street and just a walk around lens. The lens itself costs around 500 euros at the moment in Germany if you buy it new on Amazon. So let's just give you more facts on the lens itself. The lens weighs 517 grams. It has a 77mm filter thread. And yeah, so that were the facts about the lens itself. I did not buy the Canon 50mm f1.4 because of the non-circular bokeh you get at higher apertures, so like f4, f5, 6, the bokeh is starting to get non-circular, and the bokeh on the Sigma 50mm 1.4 is just great. So that's the main reason I went for the Sigma 50 1.4 over the Canon, and also the sharpness is pretty damn close. So So this lens is very useful for a walk-around lens if you like to shoot street photography, as I do, and it's also very handy, yeah, just maybe as a portrait lens. And as you can see, what's coming up next is a comparison to my 24-70 L lens, which is the 2.8 version, which you can see, it'll show up right now. So here you can see it compared to the 24-70, which is a beast of a lens. So it's really a small pocketable lens. It is still 77mm filter thread and weighs around 500 grams, but it's, yeah, quite nice on a 5D Mark II. So here you can see it on my 5D, and I'm just doing a focus test, just focusing out to infinity. So the subject is around 1.5 to 2 meters away. So here you can see zooming in. So you can see the focus, and this is, it grabs it very quick, so it just fiddles around at the exact focus distance and then it grabs it. An only problem with Sigma is the autofocus. You need to adjust it. Mine has some front focus, +7, maybe sometimes +10. Yeah, so that was my review on the Sigma lens. Thanks for watching, and be tuned for my next video. Bye.